And then tomorrow the Minumar Makomas, the final inyan of the Zman before the big Chazara. We're back in the second parak of Dal and the Beis to Chafayim and Alf, the sugya we skipped because we were going through Geiris and everything was Me'inyan, the inyan, but also inyan. So now, Rabbosai, we had a Kavachon, the Gemara, on Daf Memhe. The last narrow line. The Vlad Pogum, the Kahuna, the child of a Goy and a Jewish woman, Mikavacholim Amon. Ma Amon, the Kohen Godel, Shani Surah Shavavakol. But not Pogum, even though it's a Easter, Amon, the Kohen Godel, which does not apply to all Jews, only the mental case of a Kohen Godel. Still, the child is Pogum, Zushe Surah Shavavakol, Eino Din. Shebino Pogum. What happened? This Isser of the woman living with a non-Jew is Nisa Shavu Bakol. No woman is permitted to live with a non-Jew. So certainly the child of that union should be Pogum. Frek the Gemara. Mal Almanu Kohen Gadol Shekein Hi Atzma Mischaleles. After all, in that case, she herself, the woman, the Almana, becomes a Chalala. But presumably here not. Moses says, no, here yes. Hachanami Kevin Shenivala. Pisala, the woman who lives with a non-Jewish man is Psula. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Minayin, Lovik Achav Me'elba Al Kohen Atal Aviyah Yisraelis. She Psalua, She Ne'ma Uvas Kohen Kisi Al Alman Agusha, Mishyesh Alman Asvigereshin, Ba, then it's okay. Yotsu Ovik Achav Me'elba She'en Alman Asvigereshin, Ba, if she lived with one of them, then she is Psula Min HaTruma. The context of there is Truma. And Rashi explains, Psula filled him with truma, the Beinasha, that she was able to drink, to eat as a, originally in her original home, as a Bas Kohen. The Koshkein, Mili Nasa, the Kohen, which is even more chomer, Rashi assumes, than the prohibition against eating truma. So this is what we already saw last week, that there was a Kalva Chomer. It's interesting, the Rambam talks about various cases. We're discussing it on Thursday at the end of the shiur about a Shomeres Yovam. I wanted to share with you some of the wisdom of Rabbi Chanan. The Rambam, in this edition of Rabbi Chanan, it's in Simen Mem Dalet, the different editions of the Kovet Ta'aris. So, the Rambam says that Shomeres Yavam Shindis Abra, the woman was supposed to marry either Habibim or Chalita to a brother-in-law. Instead, she became pregnant from somebody else. Av Shanah says Zona, well, she becomes a Zona. Why is she a Zona? Because Nivala L'Pasala, she is prohibited to live with any other man but the Yavam at this point in time. Nonetheless, Havlad Kosha L'Kahuna. The Vlad is kosher mikahuna. And the question is, the Vlad is kosher l'kahuna, why? Why is the Vlad kosher l'kahuna? After all, the Kavachomer of Al-Gemara should apply here as well. So, the point which is found over here is as follows. The Easter of Yibum, Lo siya eishes ameita chutzo leish zar. That's what we call in our language chayve lavin. Not any sakores like arayas. It's chayve lavin. Okay. When it comes to chayve lavin, the Gemara says, take a look over here in that mem dalet amid beis. It's our sugya. Tosis over here in that mem dalet amid beis quotes the Gemara later on. In the Sechti of Amos, which we'll, I guess, probably get to next Zman, the last two narrow lines. V'ha de bina b'perek amono daf samach tes. Zar etzlo me'ikara. Right? That's a chazal darshins. You need a zar. Kisya le'ish zar. Zar etzlo was a zar from the very beginning. Hainu davka b'chai ve'lavin. That's what we're talking about. Chai ve'lavin. Chai v'lam, you need zor etzlamei kor. What about chai v'krisus? No. Only by chai v'lavin is this didn't exist. But by chai v'krisus, even if it's not zor etzlamei kor, it doesn't matter. You may recall, Rabosai, with the discussion we had on Thursday, was about marzeh grushoso. What the Gemara said, hakomod marzeh grushoso, shavlad pogom the kuhuna. And the Gemara seems to go back and forth with this. Who's Hakol Modim? Why is it so? A kavachomer from Amona Lekohen Gadol. But the Gemara asks the kasha, no. Mala Amona Shekehi Atzma Mischaleles. Right? So it could be as follows. A Shomeres Yavam is not the same as an Amona Lekohen Gadol. Why? Because Almona L'Kohen Gadol, as we just saw, on the Memhem and Aleph, is Mischaleles with respect to Truma. That's what got started, right? Mischaleles, it's presumably with respect to Truma as well. Chalol. A Shomeres Yavam, even though there was a problem, she's Nasis, potentially she's considered to be prohibited to a Kohen, but there's no Psul Truma. It's not considered to be Zar Etzlame Kara. It's Chai V'Lavin without Zar Etzlame Kara. Chai V'Krisus. There's no need for Zar Etzlame Kara. Comes out as follows. When Marze Gushoso, perhaps we Paskin over here, that the Vlad is not Pogum. It's not Zar Me Kara. Again, Marze Gushoso is also Chai V'Lavin. Chai V'Lavin, which is not Zar Meikara. Oh. As a matter of fact, Lechor, we should say, so the Gemara over here has the Kasha, Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Gemara has the Kasha, look, Ikul Lemifrach, Mali Almona, Shekein Hi Atzma Mischaleles. So why didn't the Gemara say, what do you mean? Here also, by Marzeh Gushoso, she's also Mischaleles, as we have over here, Andaf Mem Hamad Alf, Psula the Truma. Because over here, no, even if she becomes a zona to be asra the kohen, which is what the Minchas Chinuch says, I have it here in front of me, and the Meiri, afal pikein, she wouldn't be possible l'truma. All this is found over here in the Sefer Kovei Tzaoros. I read it to you. It's Oz Gimel. The Rambam said, we mentioned this last week, Shomeres Yovim Shenis Abra Nase Zona, but the Vlad is Kosher LeKuhuna. What does that mean? Maybe he agrees by Chai V'Krisus. Why? Because the Avnei Meluim starts with an Avnei Meluim. Simen Vav Sifkon Dalet. Ha Debin and Zar Meikara Hu Rak LeTruma V'Lo LeKuhuna. So Shomeres Yovim, although it's not Zar Etzlam Meikara, nonetheless is a Zona LeKuhuna, but not for Truma. That's what he writes. And he quotes the Meiri. Says that enough says Vav Amud Beis. So Shomeres Yavam, you cannot derive from Amona Lekohen Gadol. Why? Ma Amona Shi'atza Mischaleles Ben Lekuhula Kuna Ben Letruma. Tome B'Shomeres Yavam Shekshero Letruma. Chai V'Krisus, we apostle for Truma. So maybe the Rambam would agree to the Rashba. Rashba said, in the case of Chai V'Krisus, the Benaz Pogum, Mikal V'Choma, as we, if you may recall, we read this on Thursday from this Rashba. Oh. He says, what do you do with the Gemara Mem Dalam and Beis? Mal Almona, Shekein Yatsa Mischaleles. Right? So too, by Chai V'Krisus, Bole Asa Zona. If there's a difference between Zona and Chalala, Unas is Chalala Ela Zona. There's no difference between Zona and Chalala. The Gemara says, B'choras Mem Zayin. The difference is us here, us there. Because there it's a zona gemura, gam le truma. But shomeres yavam, she'en a zona, el lakuna below le truma. That's what he is suggesting. Then he has the kasha, the Rambam, who says nasa zona. He should have said lakuna, not le truma. So he answers, we're not discussing ilchos trumas here. We're learning ilchos trumas. You want to look at ilchos trumas? Look at ilchos trumas. All this is found, Rabbosai, in Simen Mem Dalet Os Gimel, And I just said a little bit of a slight difference as far as Marza Gushasa was concerned. Presumably it's also the same idea. That's why the one never gave the answer over here on Daf Mem Dalam and Beis that it gave on Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Oh. And here Rabbi said a big question. What is the Psak of the Rambam? Again, we all spoke about this on Thursday. And this is a question which I really need your help, because after all we're going to see today, we're going to see more, I'm still not satisfied. And I need a Talmidim to give an answer which I couldn't find. I looked it up in the Mafteach, in the back of the Franklin Rambam, and I looked a few places. I'm not happy. I hear a lot of things I'm told. I'm not happy with what I see. Maybe you can come up with something better. It goes as follows. I asked you to read the Rambam with me together in your Ein Mishpat Amoleh on Thursday. That's Rav Yen. What's Shitas a Rambam as far as Akum Ve'Eved Habo Abbas Yisrael? So you can always find that out by looking something in the Ein Mishpat. In the Ein Mishpat, it tells you where to find it in the Rambam. That's the Anaf Mem Heim and Beis, Hilchasa. Rambam is supposed to be found in Perek Tezvav and Yisrebiya, Halacha Gimel. So I think it's found in the back. Take a look. You all have it. Here we go. It's page Yud Dalet in our print. Goy ve'eber abo abas Yisrael avlad kosher. Ben pnu ben eshes ish. Ben monis ben beratzen. Kosher. What does kosher mean, Rabosai? What do you think kosher means? Who wants to give a guess? Not a mamzer for sure. But the fact that it's kosher, what else does that imply? Not pagam l'kahuna. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. The Beis Yosef writes in Siman Daled that the Rambam held that it's not pagam l'kahuna. The Hilchasa, we saw the riff was mesupik. The riff said, I don't understand. The beginning of the Gemara says that it's also. At the end of the Gemara says kosher. So the Rosh says, what kind of question is that? Kosher means it's not a mamzer, but avad is pagam l'kahuna. But the riff is mesupik. And the Rambam seems to have taken it to the extreme that it's in fact not pagam. So you think, poor Rav Yosef Karo. Rav Yosef Karo had a rule. Whenever you're in doubt, the three Gedolim, the Riv, Rambam, and the Rosh, you follow the majority. He have three Jews and three opinions. Rambam says Mutter, Riv says Mesupik, and the Rosh says, no, absolutely also. So what does Shulchan Aruch do? Shulchan Aruch makes some kind of a compromise. Shulchan Aruch says, Aser, but Imdi says Loteitze. That's led us to a question which you started talking about last week. What kind of compromise is this? The Ramban said it. We don't understand the Ramban. If it's a Sfeik of the Raisa of the Chumra, should be even Tetze. This led others to say, the Yom Shal Shlomo suggests that Pogam is Anisa de Rabbonon, not really a din of Cholol de Raisa. It's a separate kind of a din. It's not called Cholol, it's called Pogam. It only applies to women, doesn't apply to men. I'm not going to review the whole thing we spoke about on Wednesday and Thursday of last week. Oh, but the question is, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam seems to say kosher is kosher completely. Completely kosher. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai, what happened to the Kal V'Chomer? How did the Kal V'Chomer? Means of Shaz as follows. Even though the Gemara Mem Hayim and Aleph assumes a child is pogum, why? Because the other Kal V'Chomer, and the mother became a Zona, and as Asur according to Rabbi Chanan, both Betruma and the Kahuna. Yes, okay. We don't paskin that way. We paskin, Rabbi Osai, that unless the mother becomes a Chalola, there's no problem with the child. Not the child, that the mother becomes a Zona. Two different things. A Chalola goes down to the next generation. He is Mischalelas. And the Gemara Mem Heim and Aleph assume the two are identical. When the Gemara used a funny lashon over here on that Mem Heim and Aleph, when the Gemara goes through this Kal V'Chomer with the Pircha with the answer, what's the Kasha Gevald? Can he miss Mechalelas? Hachanami Kevin Shenivala Psola never said Nischalala because she's not a Chalala, she's a Zona. So the Gemara here on that Mem Heim thinks, what's the difference? Chalala, Zona, Grusha. All these Surim Daraisa to Rekoi, all the same thing, and therefore the Kal V'Chomer is intact. However, the Rambam seems to paskin that the Kal V'Chomer is absolutely not intact. You cannot equate other Isurim to Zona with Chalala. Where did he get it from? We have to go against the Mefurusha Gemara. Not so simple to go against the Mefurusha Gemara. Well, there's a source for it. There's a source for where he got it from. The source we got it from, presumably, is a Ger Amoni. Yeah. Take a look over here. I believe it's, let's see if we can find it. Daf Ayin Tes. Discussion of a Ger Amoni. Beis Shmuel, I think I'm off. The Beis Shmuel in Simen Dalet is, you may have mentioned this also last week a little bit. The Beis Shmuel in Simen Dalet is concerned about this Rambam. He also agrees with the Beis Yosef that the Rambam holds kosher means 100% kosher. The question, how am I going to go against the Mefurash Gemara that says Pogum? So, the Beis Shmuel writes as follows. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Daf Samach Ches Amun Alf. Sorry. Samach Ches Amun Alf. Take a look. The Beis Shmuel is quoting. Ger Amoni. We all know a Ger Amoni is also love of Bekol, right? So the Gemara is Gufo. Ger Amoni. Etc. Shabbat al Kohenis Leviyah the Israelis Pisala. Okay, she's Nivela Lepasala. Now let her live with the Ger Amoni, and the Rambam Paskin is this way in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. Okay, so the question is as follows: Akum Abba Bas Yisrael is a Kavachom Amon the Kohen Gadol. Avik Pirchan the Kavachom Ger Amoni Ochiach. Shepogim b'biyoso, there's an avera in the bia, u'mikol makom bito k'shero l'kuhuna, v'hainu taima shel Rambam, who holds nochri, Rabbi Abba Bas Yisrael, avad kosher l'kuhuna, v'shem nesfile d'akal v'chome p'richoi, p'richoi, it's a shver akal v'chome. So then he quotes a Tosfos, who asks this kasha. Ayin Zayin Amun Alef. Excuse me. That's what the Beis Shmuel quotes. Ayin Zayin Amun Alef. Here we go. Please take a look. Ayin Zayin Amun Alef. What's the status of the child? A Ger Amoni lives with a Jewish woman and has a child. So the Gemara says over here, Rabbi Yochanan Omak Shero. Rabbi Yochanan says that child is Kshero. Very end of the daf. Says Tosis, Rabbi Yochanan Omak Shero, the third wide line, Tamilari, Hechi Alfin and Liel Bacholetaf, and hey, Mikal Bachom of the Almada of the Kochom of Baba Bassistro, Havlat Pogum, Ho Eka Lameima, Rabbi Yochanan, Basger Amonish and Osir Bassistro, Yochiach, she's through a Shava Bachol. Ubitok Shero says the Rambam, yeah, the Beis Shmuel is a Pshat Rambam. Why the Rambam reject the Gemara for him at all? It's against Rabbi Yochanan. It's against Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara, presumably on Afemhe, is going according to Rish Lakish, August Rabbi Yochanan. Is he passed like Rabbi Yochanan? It's a Pirch on the Kavachomer, Gavaldik. So writes the Beis Shmuel here in Sim, the one I asked you to see. Sim and Dalid, Sif Koton Dalid. Okay? So the Kavachom is slugged up. Slugged up. Alright? Slugged up. Now, it's interesting that Rambam that we had referred to earlier talks about a case of Shomeres Yovam. That's what we were discussing before, and I read to you in the Kovetz Aris about Shomeres Yovam Shinis Abra. So the Rambam is trying to find the case, if you recall, we read this a little bit last week. We'll get the Rambam here. Shomeres Yavam Shenes Abra. A situation in which Perek Yutes Halacha Hey. I already forgot. Is it in the back? We looked for it last week. I think we couldn't find this one. I don't know anymore. Perek Yutes Halacha Hey. No, I was upset last week. Wasn't here. Still not here. It didn't sound like falling to the Gemara over the weekend. Okay, I'll read it to you again. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yutes Halacha Hey. Kohen Shehabo Al Erev Min Ha'arayis O Mechai V'Lav and Hashem V'Kol makes him into a zonah. Be a shnia, so then she's a chalal, because it's already a kohen lived with a zona, and the children are chalalim. Lefichach, kohen shabal zakuk liyavim, kol shameres yavim. Vinis abra mi be a rishona havlat koshen. Fisha ena me surei kuna. Okay, and v'naseis zona, she becomes a zona. A second be as a kid becomes chalal, because she's going to be surei kuna. This we already saw. On Thursday, this Rambam Perek Yutes and Nechus Yisur Abia Halacha Hey comes along the Magen Mishnah and says, why did the Rambam pick this one case? Shomeres Yavam said, there's no other case to pick. Why no other case to pick? If you're going to talk about Chayvei Krisus, the Vlad's a Mamzer. In any event, right? The case before Baal Achoso, so then the kid's a Mamzer anyway. Lavi de kahuna, the Vlad is a chol anyway. Bola mamzeres, the Vlad is posel because of the mother. Halacha harapogum. He only found one case. So kukuliyava is a lav lo siya shemesa lechutzalishzar. Vavlad mimena kosher de kahuna. He only found one case. There was no other case in the whole wide world to find. Ad kan diri amagad mishnah. Frek the mishnah lamelach. Have another case. Who wants to figure it out? One more case. One more case. It's a trick question. Could be any Isur. Look at Isur B at the beginning, because he'll rattle off all the Isur. One more case. We got a case of an individual who lives with a woman illicitly, and nonetheless, the child is kosher lakuna. And the answer is, anybody? Mishnah Melech says, Mitzris Shnia. Mitzri Sheni, a female Mitzri Sheni. You know the one about Mitzri? First generation is also. Second generation, also. Third generation, what does the pasuk say? Dor Shlishi, Yavala Mekal Hashem. Right? Los Asai Mitzri. Dor Shlishi, right? Pesuka, Mitzri Adon. So it could have, that's the Mishnah Lel Skash. I have one more case. Mashkaras of a coin, Shabon Mitzris Vadom is Shnia. Shavlad kosher, Sherehu Mitzri Shlishi, Vihi Nasis Zona, Shrein Nivala Lapasula, Mchaza Koin Bolev and Sabral, Vela Cholom, Shrein Vlad Nolam Ipsule Kuna. Hey, Gewaldic. Why did he pick this case? Yeah, far fetched case as well. I have an answer to this case, by the way. You know why? What I think? It's not Chayv Elavin. What is the nature of the prohibition against living with a mitzris rishoni or shnia? What's it called? Chayve essay. Never says lo. Yeah, lo sasai mitzri. Never says lo savo. Lo yisiyeh shemesh chush lizar. It's a lav. Lo yavim amzeh bekal Hashem is a lav. Here it's called chayve essay. That's why it's not found over here. That'll be my answer to the Mishnah Lebelach's question. But he asks this question. Oh, he's mesupik. Is the Mishnah Lamelech? Is in fact, does she become a zona in this kind of a case? Is the child in fact a kohen in this kind of a case? Now wait a second. The Magad Mishnah said we can't be referring to a case of Chayve Krisus. You know why? Because Chayve Krisus, the child will be a mamzer. I ask you a question. So what? So the child's a mamzer. The Rambam should have told us, despite the fact that the child's a mamzer, the child is a kohen. A kohen mamzer. Because the child did not forfeit Kedushas Kahuna, because the original beer was not with an Issur Kahuna. It was only with someone who was not categorized as an Issur Kahuna. The man lived with his sister, Rachmana Litzlan. So the child is a mamzer, but the child could still be a kohen. Can he not? That's the question which Rabbi Chanan raises against this Magid Mishnah. And he answers, no. No. Those two concepts are contradictory. If you're a mamzer, you cannot be a kohen. One or the other. If you're a mamzer, you cannot be a kohen. Who said so? The Minchas Chinuch. I have it here in front of me. It's in Simon Reish Samach Dalet. In the new editions, Sivkaton Yud Aleph. Here we go. The Ben is a mamzer. The Pshitas nearer the Afshul mamzer become Kohenu. Why not? Why not? Right. He quotes the Shulchanor, quotes Al Gemara. Kohen Shabalachas Men Arayas Vesabim Mibir Rishona Ein Avlat Cholo. Right, that's what we just read in the Rambam. Do you have this in front of you in the back? Let's see. Maybe you haven't. And Evan Ezer, I would like to show the Talmidim what we have, we can find in the back. You don't walk around with these big Shulchan Aruch, so maybe you should. But all right, can't carry so much. Simon Zion. I wonder if there's anything here in Simon Zion. Evan Ezer. Simon Zion. Of course, with Simon Zion, unfortunately, it's not here. Okay, sorry. It should be here, but it's not here. The Simon Zion, Sif Yud Dalet. Forget the Rambam I just read to you before. The Lishitasa, they left at the Rambam, left at the Shulchan Aruch. Great. Okay. Ein Avlat Cholo. Ein Cholo Mipsule Kuno. The Rambam, we just saw. Boy, Yavamash Mishuk, Biri Shona, Vlat Kosher. Okay. However, the Beis Shmuel, this says, and others, no. Once you're a mamzer, you're worse than the cholo. Nafkamina, what hasra do you give him? Mamzeres and not chalola. They seem to all hold a mamzer cannot be a kohen at all. And the Magid Mishnah, we just said, no case. Why not a case? Still a kohen. Says the Mechas Chinuch. Leodati minayel tziyul lezeh. Kemish a mamzer ki yisra lechol dover. Hupinol lechol dover. Why shouldn't he be a kohen? Why not? Okay, this is the little guy. This page Reish Tzadi Test, this beautiful edition. Turn to page Shin. Shuv! Pause page Shin. Hey, Hashem Esenai. I found the Rashba. Shuv is a Rashba. The Rashba says, the Vlad is possible. What's the riot? Our Gemara. Our Gemara. What our Gemara? Take a look, Rabosai. Mem Dalid Omid Beis. That's the riot the Rashba brings in the Shuva. What does it say? Look over here at Memdal and Mevez towards the bottom. Says the Gemara. Hakol Modin. Gebor Chai Vekrisus Shavlat Pogum. Manakol Modin. Rabbi Yeshua. The Afal Gav, the Rabbi Yeshua, in Mamza Bechai Vekrisus. He knew only Mises Bezdin. Ned the Mamza Lohavi. Pogum Miyahavi. Okay. The child is Pogum. How do you know? Kavachomer from my mother, the Kohen Gadol. Okay? Malamon Kohen Gadol, Shekin Yisur Hashem Bekol, but no Pogol, Bezush Yisur Hashem Bekol, and then Shem Bekol. Vechitema Malamon Kohen, Shekin Yatsa Mischalos, Hochanami, Kevin Shem Be'ola, Asa Zona. So it's a Kavachomer. Okay? Therefore, what happens? Asa Zona, and therefore, the child is considered to be a Mamzer, who is not a Kohen. Says he, Ve'eni Meimim, says the Minchas Chinuch.
The Rashba holds the Kavachomer, holds Akum Ababa Sistral of Lad Pogam Lakuna. First Gemara, that's the same Kavachomer. But the Rif, who's not sure, and the Rambam according to the Beis Shmuel holds that the Beis Yosef says, Vlad is kosher Lakuna. Ger Amoni, we saw before, is okay, that's the Pirichu, he says. So therefore, we don't offer this Kavachomer. If you don't offer the Kavachomer, so maybe the child should be a Kohen. That's the Minchas Chinuch question over here. In page Shin of the Sefer, Simon Reish Samach Dalad, Sivkot Yudalad in these beautiful new prints. Ad Kan for the Minchas Chinuch. Very nice. Very nice. So, Rabbi Osai, we could still suggest the Nafkamina will be, do you get, is there Malkus on Chalala? Maybe there would be Malkus and Chalala, as the Rambam seems to say. He didn't say it beferish, because it's derived as Issa Mamzeres anyway. Perhaps. It's interesting, it's fascinating, that this question of the Minchas Chinuch has a very beautiful answer. Again, what's this question? Very nice that the Rashba, he found the Rashba, that the Rashba says that a Mamzer cannot be a Kohen. Because it's based on the Kavachomer, but the Rambam presumably rejects the Kavachomer. So why does he hold, as the Poskim assume, that a Mamzer cannot be a Kohen? It's interesting here in the footnote, on the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch, Chav Dalet, he quotes the Meiri in Kiddushin Samach Vav Amid Beis, that Mamzer be Kohen, excuse me, this is a Rashba. The Mamzer be Kohen is like a Zar, but the Meiri, Kiddushin Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, Mamzer Mikohen is not a cholol. Ochel betruma. Wow. What about Chlekes? Is a Mamzer, can he be a Kohen or not? The Meiri says, yes, he can eat truma. And the Rashba says, no. No. What's the din? Next footnote, he quotes, Rabbi Chonan. Simen Mem Dalet, Oz Beis. Quotes the Gemara, Erechim Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. That a Mamzer does not have Kedushin's Kuna. Let's see, we have it in front of us. We read before Mem Dalet Oz Gimel. Now Mem Dalet Oz Beis quotes the Rashba. We just said it's a Kavachomer. Lule Divrei Rashba. How you like that? His own reason he's giving. Came in the Psul Mamzerus Mafkio Mikedushas Kol Kosh Ken Sheafkio Mikedushas Kuhuna. Wow, Meiridik. That's trying on the Ramba. He denies the Kavachomer. It's an ascending level about the Kedusha. First you have, you know, the whole world. Then you have Yisrael, any Yisrael in the world. Then you have Yisrael who has a full Kedusha, who's considered part of Kal Hashem, as opposed to a Mamzer Le'ova Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. Then when you get to reach that stage number three, then you can go to become a Levi, and then you can become a Kohen, stage number five, right? This, what should we say? There's Odom, then there's Yisrael, then there's Kal Hashem, then there's Levi, then there's Kohen. Five Madrigas. If you fall out, if you don't even make the second level, because you're not part of Kal Hashem, how can you go to the third level and become, I take it back. You haven't reached the third level of Kal Hashem, how can you reach the fourth and fifth level of being a Levi and a Kohen? That's your Bechonis Lamdus. Nafkamina between the two reasons, my reason and the Rashba's reason. I have a big Nafkamina. The Rambam doesn't hold for the Rashba's reason. But it'll still say, no, you're not a Kohen for this reason. He's a different Nafkamina. Levi Habal Achoso. Behold it Ben, do Mamzer. Does he have Kedusha Slavia? According to the Rashba, yes. Yes. He derived Kavachom, I'm out of the Kohen, God of the Lifko Masavlad. That's only by Kahuna, not by Levia. So the Ben is a Levi Mamzer. But according to the second reason, my reason, is Naksak Lushas Kol, Kol Shken Shemafkiyah, Maglushas Levia. And he quotes Rabosai, a Rashi in the Sech to Gittin, Nun Testament Beis. Rashi says, Achle the Kedushas Levia, Vav Yisrael, Posel, Vemokam Yisrael Kore, in the case in which a Levi produced a Mamzer. Wow. So a Kohen Mamzer is not a Kohen, a Levi Mamzer is not a Levi. Mamzer and Lushus Leviya, Sunil Lushus Kahuna. That's such a great reason. We don't understand why the Rashi doesn't give this answer. Why the Rashi doesn't give a funny answer? Should have given this answer. Well, he suggests that the case of the Gemara, a lady living with a mamzeres, halachacha psula. Okay? Fine. But a lady b'ol achoso, maybe the Ben is a lady, even though he is a mamzer. It's a distinction. Fascinating. But that's what he suggests. It's against the Gemara. And Erechim. Erechim is Leviim below Kol Leviim. Prat Levi Mamzer Venosin. That's the case of the Olavi Mamzeres, as Rashi there explains. So he thinks even that kind of case, it's not considered to be a Levi. It's interesting, you know, Rabbi Osai, there's a a little bit unusual example I'm giving you. Rabbi Osai, when you get married, Mitzvah Hashem, the right time, I want to give official mazel to our Shir assistant who's missing today. I assume because he got engaged on Thursday. It's not a good excuse, I told him. So I get befeirish. But we forgive him anyway. So Mitzvah is going to get married. Yeah? That's a good excuse. L'chaim today in Cherry Hill. That's a good excuse. Okay, good. Thank you for being Malamet Zchus, a worthy assistant. Okay. Rabosai, so you write a ksuba, you write down the chosen. The chosen's name appears 6 times in the ksuba. 6. The first and last, his name and his father's name, Reuven ben Shimon. The other 4 in the middle, Reuven. Take too much space. Okay. What if he's a Kohen? So it says, the first time, Reuven ben Shimon a Kohen. The last time, Reuven ben Shimon a Kohen. What about the middle? What do you think it should say? I'm asking, what should it say? I don't know. We write, Reuven a Kohen. Not Stam Reuven. Why? Because if you don't write Reuven a Kohen, you can bear the following impression. The father is a Kohen, and the son is not. That can easily happen, right? The father married a Grusha, Chalala, Zayin, whatever it is, and then the kid's not a Kohen. So you have to write each time, Reuven a Kohen, Reuven a Kohen. Sounds a little bit repetitive. Reuven a Kohen, Reuven a Kohen, Reuven a Kohen, Reuven a Kohen. 4 times in the interim, right? Then the first place, you write down Reuven and Shimon a Kohen. You don't have to write that. I want someone. Reuven HaKohen ben Shimon HaKohen. That's a little bit overkill. You don't have to do that. Since you wrote Reuven HaKohen 4 times later on, fine. And one side of the case, as a matter of fact, complicated case, where a situation in Bezdin, which were Gir, someone had a Gir L'Chumra, she was pregnant, she was already married, even married, I think, by Jewishly, because someone had recognized an earlier conversion. And now she's pregnant, and we, after interviewing them, on the way out, we already stood up when one of the Dayanim asked his fellow, are you a Kohen or a Levi? Or, man, are you a Kohen? He says, well, all of a sudden we sit down again. Wait a minute. If he, in fact, is a Kohen, and if the mother's conversion wasn't good, which was our suspicion, then the problem becomes, hey, we have a big problem on our hands. You know what he says? Well, my father's a Kohen, but I'm not a Kohen. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Why? Well, my mother had a Goyish boyfriend when she was in college. So therefore, she's Psul Lakuna. It's true that my father's a Kohen, married her anyway. But I'm a Cholo. So there, I can marry this Gioris, no problem. Did a lot of research. It was very hard to figure this one out. And I actually got on the phone from this phone and called the mother in Eretz Yisrael. Very embarrassing phone call. Think about it for a minute. Talk about her stories of when they were in her youth. And then as a non-from collegiate. I tell you, Rabbi Osai, the only reason I even had a question was because her age, right? The boy now is 30. So she's, who knows, 50-something. So in those years, it was still a little bit, you know, seems to me today, a non-from collegiate woman who spent 4 years on a university campus, you come out, don't even have to ask. What percentage, you have the internet, what percentage of four-year college students on university campuses who are women emerge after the 4 years as a psu? You look it up. It shouldn't be hard to find. My guess, the number approaches zero. I didn't say zero, chas v'shalom. It approaches zero. And it goes on in the world outside. I have to tell you, college, 4 years in a university campus, rachmona litzlan, I'm not talking about someone who's from. Someone who's from doesn't belong on the campus in the first place. Let's get it straight. But those who are able to withstand, mamish like Yosef at Tzadik, able to withstand the temptations of the university campus because of their frumkeit. All right, so we give them tremendous credit. We oymed bin yisoyin. We al tavien loli dain yisoyin. Shouldn't go there. But okay, but they're frum. Okay, we have to be malam tzchus. But not frum. Well, that's what the whole world is doing. The chance that they were. Anyway, in any event, I think I came up with a. It was an article which didn't we discuss it earlier this year? There's an article in I think it was at the Times or somewhere, or maybe Wall Street Journal, where a priest was talking about it, and he used a phrase which threw me for a loop. But the phrase, I realized later, didn't mean that a high percentage were what we call in our language a psula, but they didn't engage in indiscriminate relationships. Anybody just walked in. That's what I really forgot that. A priest was speaking about it. Yeah.
I don't know if this article has any value, but it says 1/3 of college women are virgins, study says.
1/3? After they graduate?
It says okay. Nearly 1/3, 31% of seniors said they were virgins.
Said they were. Okay. Oh, well, let's take them at their word. Okay. I'm very impressed by the morality of the United States of America. 1/3, 30%. Wow. Okay. That's a fascinating statistic. Okay? I have to do some more homework and then tell me if it's 11 or tomorrow. In any event, but this woman was not from the 1/3, okay? She was from the 2/3, the 70%. And so we had this kind of case. What about El Levi? But El Levi? Is there a Levi in the room? Okay? So look at your brother's ksubis and see if it says, right? It'll say at the first time, Ploni ben Ploni Alevi. At the end, it'll say Ploni ben Ploni Alevi. And in the middle, I'm not sure this is Alevi. Because after all, this doesn't exist, this idea of Sule Kahuna. So one of the Rabbanim was screaming, you have to put Alevi, because otherwise, Chas v'Shalom, they may think, that what? That the child is not Alevi. How can you not be Levi? Your father's a Levi. The answer is, we just saw it in Menchas Chinuch. We saw it in the Kovetz Aris. If the father lived with the Mamzeres or the Chai Vekrisus, Shom Echon and Paskins, the child is not a Levi based on the Rashi Masechta Gittin. So, you can say, come on, this is a little bit more outlandish and rare. That the father's a Levi, the son's not a Levi. That requires a little bit. My Kohanim, we understand very well. Unfortunately, Kohanim, there's so many psulim that there's so many cases where you're a Kohen and your son's not a Kohen. But Levim? So, I don't know. I don't have it in front of you. I'm a Levi. I believe that the Rav filled out Mike Suba. If I'm not mistaken, he only put a Levi the first and the last time. Pretty sure. Nope. So the Rav didn't hold from this business because he felt that Levi, I don't have to worry about it. So I also didn't do that way. I held up my Rebbe. But this one Rav was hacking me and hacking, was bothering me so much. So my youngest son got married. So he shouldn't be any Chalila V'chas or Tzoas Laz. My youngest son Simcha got married last year. It said Simcha Levi, Simcha Levi. It's four times Simcha Levi. This way, he's Baal and he's Machshir. Hopefully, people realize that since all the children come from the same father and the same mother, Baruch Hashem, so that if he's a Levi, then all his older siblings, by definition, are Levim, and Shalom al Yisrael. The Rav didn't put it in Maksub, I'm quite sure. But there is an interesting tzad to put Alevi in four times extra based upon this Kovetz Arash, which is a Rashi in Gin, which is called in Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that the Alevi Mamzit that shouldn't be calling for the second Aliyah. Wow. Okay, so this comes up halacha l'maisa. These lovely Shashailas have relevance. This Yisod of Rabbi Chanan is an interesting Yisod. There's a halacha, Rabbi Osai, that a zar, a non-kohen, who does avoda, has a very serious punishment. Fine. What about a kohen, who's a kohen? His father's a kohen, his grandfather's a kohen, everything, his mother's a ksher lakun, everything's great. But he didn't do a bris milah. He's an orel. So a kohen orel, who does avoda, Rabbi Osai, according to the Rambam, also receives a very serious punishment. And the Mefarshim ask, why should that be so? Why should that be so? He's a Kohen. So Rav Moshe is a Tshuva, Nigris Moshe, believe it or not. Nope! An Orel lacks Kedushas Kahuna. Why should that in turn be so? I'll answer you. We said before, there's a pyramid, right? There's Ben Adam, then there's Yisrael, then Kosher the Kahal, right? Then you call Hashem, then you have Levi, and you have Kohen. Okay? Let me tell you a Chiddush Nifla. An Orel lacks full Kedushas Yisrael. You know, Yiddishism sometimes has more to it than we think. When you go to a Bris, he's a Bris, now he's a Yid. That's what all the elder Europeans say. All the kind of old European Jews, now he's a Yid. What the now he's a Yid? He's born to a Jewish mother. What are you talking about? Apparently, Rabbi Osai, apparently there's something to it. But the Alta Yidin say that he's not a full Yid until he has the actual bris, believe it or not. That's the impression conveyed by that Ramba. Let me read you a Ramban. I'm not kidding. Ramban al Torah. Fortunately, we have this Mikros Gadolos here. Ramban al Torah. In Parshas Lech Lecha. Listen to this. In Parshas Lech Lecha, the Torah HaKadosh tells us, Ani hinei brisi itoch v'hayisa li'av hamon goyim. This is Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Dalit. Okay? And then the Bris Milah, this is in a few psukim later, says the Ramban as follows. Bris Milah Baruch Hashem, that's Ramban. Can you imagine? Baruch Hashem, Ashalo levado niskenu alilos. Hashem has everything figured out. Shehiktim v'tziva es Avram lo b'vriso lehimo kodem shetar sara. Hashem poka de sara as in Parshas Vayera. Lios zaro kodosh. Amazing Ramban. That the only way that Avram's children could be fully holy is if he himself was a Nemo. This is unbelievable. And what does that mean? If you're an Orel, you're a Yisrael, all right, but you lack the ability to make a Zera Kadosh. As I like to explain, Rabbi Osei, in it comes to Tumah, the opposite of Kedusha. There are two levels of Tumah. Everyone knows about two levels of Tumah? There's an Ava Tumah, and what they call a Vlada Tumah. Rishon, Sheni, etc. What's the difference? An Ava Tumah can make something else Tumah. And if it itself was a higher Madrig of Tumah in many areas, so too is an Ava Kedusha. An Ava Kedusha is someone who has a Bris Milah. He's able to make a Zara Kodosh. Avraham Avinu couldn't have a Yitzchak until he had the Bris Milah. Remarkable. It's Halacha, as the Rama puts it in Nuchos Bias Mikdash, I believe it is, that a Kohen who's an Orel, he's considered to be like a Tzar. Orel Kazar. It's more later on Yevamos. Maybe we'll get to it. Orel Kazar. In the sense that he lacks Kedushas Yisrael. It's the same Yisrael as the Mechonin is saying. He says, if you're not part of Kal Hashem, you can't be able to leave your Kohen. If you're an Orel, you're not fully Kedushas Yisrael. And there's another interesting source for this. The Pasuk says, has my Chamishchum Shetorah surfaced yet? Thank you. So the there's a pasuk. I believe it's in the Navi Yechezkel. The Gemara quotes the pasuk. Here, pasuk says, "Kol ben Nechor, erel leiv ve'erel basar, lo yavol mikdash yilishar sein." What does that mean? Erel leiv rebosai is a mumar who maltem as olas levavche. And the Gemara dashes that a mumar rebosai is posel avod. The Gemara is in Masech Techulin that kol koyin sheino mamin b'avoda, you can't give him matnas kuhuna. It's machlokas Rashi in the Ritva. Rashi says he doesn't believe in it. Frank the Ritva, he doesn't believe in it. He's not a koyin at all. What means not a koyin at all? The same way as we spoke about a long time. Remember, a mumar has a psul goyis. Remember we said that? We spoke about a barichus. He's a mumar. Maybe there's no Yibam, because he's not a full Jew. He lost something. He lost something of his Kedushas Yisrael. It's not going to be a Kohen. So Kol Ben Necher, Kolin, Erel Lev, Erel Basar. Those are, each one has is a bit of a Ben Necher. It's not a full Jew. Memele, he's not a Kohen. So here too, Rabosai. If he's not Kosher Lava B'Kol, he's not part of Kal Hashem, he doesn't have full Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore, you cannot have Kedushas Kohen either. That's what Mechonim's Pshat. Yes.
Is he Mechal as children from Kuna?
I'm sorry?
Is he Mechal as children from Kuna?
I do not think so. I think that if an Orel Kohen has a baby, that child will have a status of a Kohen somewhat, although it may not be a full Kohen. Okay, that's what I would think. Halacha l'maisa. According to the Rambam, I don't know. Rambam says that if he does Avoida, he gets a serious punishment. But I don't think it's that serious. And we consider it to be mamash like a cholo. I don't think it goes that far. His child probably would be a kohen. But it's a good question. It's an excellent question. Excellent question. Oh. Now. Fine. Good. We already had spoken, Rabbi Osai, that the following shaila. What will happen in a case in which a kohen is baal chayve krisus? Shem Yerachim. Kohen is Baal Chayv Krisus. He has a child. What's the din? What's the din? So we know that, you know, if you take a look in the Yefei Einayim, you can see it. He quotes this Yerushalmi, which I like to see things inside. Yefei Einayim always quotes Yerushalmi. Please take a look in the Yefei. You will have it in the back. Yefei Einayim. Here it is on our daf. For those who have it, it's page Zion of the Yefei Einayim. Him Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Man Hakol Modim Rabbi Yeshua. Hochanam Rabbi Yerushalmi Alokha Tetzvav. Uvi Kedushin Peragim Alokha Yud Beis. Shem Yoldo Nekeva Psula Nekahuna. Only a Nekeva. 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 What about Rabosai? This is a Yisrael, right? A man lives with a chayve krisus. Child is psula. According to the Avnei Nezer we spoke about last week, Avnei Nezer said that you can't. What does chalal mean? Chalal means emptiness. It means you have the potential to be a kohen, and you emptied out the kedusha. If you're not a kohen in the first place, you can't become a chalal. You have to be a yachsin to be a chol. So it'll come out something very strange. A Yisrael who's born chai v'krisus, then we see the Yerushalmi, only the bas, the keva, is psul l'kuhuna. But perhaps a zocher would have no psul whatsoever. Because obviously he's not a kohen. We saw that before. In last week's shirim, Akam HaVavas Yisrael, Vlad Pogum, according to many, means only the girl, because the boy can't be a chol. He's not even qualified. His father is not a kohen at all. But according to the according to the pshat of the Avnei Nezer, what if a kohen is baal chai v'krisus? The son will also be a cholol. Here it says nekev, because talking about Yisrael, a baal chai v'krisus. Paradoxically, a kohen of baal chai v'krisus, the vlad will be a cholol. That's what's suggested according to those that cheated Avnei Nezer, as opposed to Rabbi Chanan and the other posts who have a different mahalach. Okay. Since I like to show you whatever I can inside as well. There's a Rashash. The Rashash, let's first turn to the Korban Asana. Then we'll come to the Rashash. It's all, to show you, this is a little bit Chazara, but we never saw it in the text. The Rosh over here in Simon Lamed, and the Korban Asana in Os Samach. Okay? Os Samach. Take a look. Reisi b'chidushi Rabban v'zel l'shona. Nearly. Okay, everyone looking inside? It's probably we never saw the Rabban inside before. It's my fault. I should have showed the Korban Asana already last week. He calls the Rabban verbatim. V'zel l'shona. Nearly. The Keva, the Goma Kava, Choma me'almona, Kelmona, ma'almona yesh l'doros, af hu pogum. The male child of a goy and a Jewish woman is pogum. Ramban Paskins, Rabbosai, that the male is also Paul Ocholo. Tmihani alamor hagodol shakola shas aruch lefana of the Ramban. Halo shas arucha bikidushin ayin zayin. The Yolif Rava Mikro then Psul Cholo Kimi Psule Kuhuna. Shafilu Kohen Shabala Koso. Lo Asoa Lazono Velo Chalolo. Ay, Bas Cholo Zocher Psula Menakuna Liolom. Hana Shabami Psule Kuhuna. Can the Yolif Mikro also Le Chalo Zara Makashara Lo? How can the Holy Rambam be oblivious to a Mefurish Gemara Mesechta Kiddushim on the Ayin Zayin? On the bottom it says, you have my addition, the Oz Gimel? Ein kan shum temo. The Ramban Sfiuled, I mentioned this to you last week. The Rak, the Inyan Haniv Eles, Arminon Ein Chalol Elamish. What's that? Yisurei Kuhuna? It's very strange, Mr. Tavis. Elamish Yisurei Kuhuna. Avol Yisur Pegima, Leman the Islay, Akoch Mitzad Chalolosu, the Islay, the Pogam Betorah Loksim, that's the word Pogam I mentioned to you before, and therefore, Rabbosai, the Psul of the generations will exist even if it's not me Psule Kuhuna. Take a look, you don't have to look at the Rashash and the Rashash, the next Oz Dalet quotes the Rashash. Lokosha Klum. That's by a novellas. Avlin Azera, Shap Yolot Vikavachomer, and we saw this last week. Chen Mavur Liel Tazvavim and Beis Tosu Maschul Ma. Okay, there it is. Yeah, and the Marshal also forgot the Tosu Vagadat Tazvav. Okay, so I want to point it out to you in Raya. We saw this all last week. Now you see it, Beferish, black on white. Fine. It's interesting that the Ritva quotes a Yesh Omrim over here, that we don't paskin that Akum Abob Asisrol Asozom. It's a Mefurash Gemara. We don't paskin this way. We don't paskin this way. Who says this way, believe it or not? His Rebbe. Who is the Ritva's Rebbe? We pointed out a few times. Who's the Ritva's Rebbe? There are. Shmuel also is ready, but with anything iconoclastic, you can always assume it's going to be the Ra'ah. Can you imagine that? We don't pass like a Mefurash Gemara for reasons which we shall see. Here in footnote 18 on the Ritva that we have, he quotes this Yisod. As a matter of fact, we paskin, Rabbi Osai, that the child, that Asah Zona, and the reason why the Ra'ah says, Lo Asah Zona, is that perhaps the Kal V'Chomer here is not a Kal V'Chomer. Our Gemara says she became a Zona, but the Ra'ah disagrees. This Ra'ah is quoted by the Ritva elsewhere. Not here. Let me read it to you from this footnote. Find it. Second. Quite a long footnote. It's here. It's probably somewhere which I just can't find it right now. But there are said so, and the Ritva quotes it and rejects it. We of course pass them against this Ra'ah. So why is it, Rabosai, that this Kal V'Chomer is rejected? Open up to the Nimuka Yosef and see why it's rejected according to certain authorities. Let's take a look. Mem Aleph. Mem Aleph. So, said Avlad, the riff is Masupa, what's it in? Aye, the question, what about the Kal V'Chomer? Take a look at the very end of page Mem Aleph, the left column in the book of Yosef. The Yimtom, Hika Kal V'Chomer, Yesh Loma. The Inu Savri. The Afal Gav the Himis Chalelas for Biyazu, Ein Avlad Mischal. Why? Catch this now. The Rachmana Afkare Lazara the Akum. We saw this on Tzav Tzadiches. Who could be as Behema Choshev? Zir Masusim Zir Masam. Vavlad Nigvar Achara Aim only. Ukiilu Kulo Yisrael. As if there's no father. Totally Yisrael. Not coming from a Goyan Yisrael. I know. Be very careful in the month of December how we speak, but we're assuming as if there's no father, as if Chalila B'chai, as if there's immaculate conception, as if Chazal show we don't believe in this, but as if there's no halachically there's no father. Yes.
Can you say the very question that we hold that there's no iser to be for the God, to be all the God?
Good question. Is it what is a sister in the first place? Is it also for a Jewish woman to live with a guy? So here's the scoop. If she marries him in a marriage kind of relationship, so we assume what? Lo siskat and bum. Rambam holds that would be an issa d'oraisa. But she's not in the context of marriage. She just lives with him. So if a Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman, it's koris midivri kabbalah kanoim pogimbo. But most Rishonim doesn't work both directions. The difference being, of course, that her child will be Jewish. So if a Jewish woman lives b'tzina with a non-Jewish man, perhaps she is not violated any issur d'oraisa. I'm not recommending it. Please, don't take this out of context. Chas v'chalila, chalila v'chas. But is there really an issur d'oraisa? That's what you're suggesting.
There's no nimud kavamon, right?
That's correct. That's a very excellent point. A very excellent point. Excellent. Really an excellent point. Yeah. Fine. So here we go now to a problem which I told you I need your help for. I have no solution. Maybe this is a supposed solution to what you just said. There's another Rambam, Rabosai. This Rambam I think we were able to find. In Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Ches. Here it is. It's here. Take a look. You have it. It's on page Yud Dalet column 1. This is such a big problem. Such a big problem. He's not credible to say that I'm not Jewish, because my Geirus is no good. And if he had been credible, he would be passing his sons. Ribbono shel Olam, why would that passing his sons? Granted, he is a guy. Akum v'yevet abol bas yisro is avlat kosher. Rebbeinu shel olam. Look at this Rambam carefully. What is the psul over here? What's the psul? This is a pella de garamba. He says, you're not believed to say that you're not Jewish and your gerus was an invalid gerus, beinol v'atzvo, in order to passel your children. What passel your children? What? The Magen Mishnah asks this kasha. Magen Mishnah asks, granted what you said, Akavava, we pass in the vlad, is kosher. Perk that's of a local gimel, we just saw it. He rolled in Afkamino. Nafkamino for what? What did he say? Beger v'giyosh and mugzokin v'yisraelin. For omun shin is gai ruben al benatzma. Oh. Going on both. He said, Niskayar T. What he really meant was, Niskayar Nu. Nu, Nu. I mean, Nu, Nu, Nu. But if that's any, Ram knew Hebrew. If anyone in the world knew Hebrew, it was a Rambam. It's just that Niskayar Nu. Shverevort. No, it's a Shverevort. Magen Mishnah says Niskayar Nu. It says Niskayar T. As far as I know, there's no other text in the Rambam. It's a problem. So the Mishnah LeMelech asks a question. Doesn't make sense. Rambam says, no, the Israelis. Maybe he holds Akum Be'ever Abo Bas Yisrael Psula Lekuna. Ah, Psula Lekuna. Problem is, we just said before, the only way that we Talmud in this room agreed that the Beis Yosef had it right. Then Rambam said, Kosher meant Kosher Legamri. Kshera Lekuna. No, what do you do over here? What a tremendous kasha. Everyone wrestles with this kasha. Going to Beis Yosef, Ksheru L'Kuhuna. So, this question is such a powerful question. What is going to be over here? How do you answer this question? Tremendous question. Rabbi Yisrael, how do you answer this question? This is a tremendous question against the Rambam. How do you get out of this one? So he quotes here a Beis Meir, which is what Mamash what you all said. Akum de lesle isu chasnus min haTorah biznus b'lo isush chutz mishiv amamin. And therefore, the vlad is kosher. That's exactly what you said, no? There's no iser. There's no iser. There's no iser. With this, the Beis Meir wants to answer this tremendous kasha against the Rambam. He says like this. It all depends if it's from the Shiva Amamim or not. If it's a Shiva Amamim, then it's a problem. And if not, so Avlad Kosher in Perek Tetzav is not Shiva Amamim, and Perek Yud Gimel is Shiva Amamim. He didn't say Shiva Amamim. That's what the Beis Meir says. I looked it up. He does get that answer. I mean, it's a very nice answer, but it's a Shver Eteret if you think about it. A Shvera Teretz. He writes over here in the footnote, we had a Zeche Yitzchak a while ago. Zeche Yitzchak said he's a Jew, but he has a Psul Goyis. If he's a Jew with a Psul Goyis, so then this question also falls off. But the Rambam says that. You don't find any hint of that in the Rambam. So that's a big problem. So Rabbo said it's not only a problem in the Rambam, it's a problem in the Torah as well. You should be Torah's Rabbam Chatzi Nechom. But we have to, yes.
Yeah. Why would it be the simplest thing to say now, in light of the earlier halacha that Rambam in Ezra Bar Gimel just quoting Moshe Gemara? It doesn't mean.
You mean it's Taka Pogam Lekuna?
Yeah, like, you wouldn't want to say that.
But you'd think he would say it somewhere. Right. Never did he say Pogam Lekuna. I mean, here, never not to be implication. I've never said. Right. Sorry. Yeah. Like, A, he said kosher.
Right.
B, he never said puzzle.
But
he never said posel anywhere. So posh pshat that the Beis Yosef is correct. That's a posh pshat. You're right. Some say like you, and the Mishnah Masa like you. We just read it because it is Rambam and Gimel halachas. But that's a little shver. So the tour starts off Hilchos Geirus with the following incredible Rabbeinu Tam. Ger shebal is gair eno ger at shiyam aviyitpo. Hoya nimo, cause of rach, mishabi rabbeinu tam, she'ein lo takona. Too bad, Charlie. You had a bris when you were a goy, you're stuck for life. Can never become Jewish. Avol bonav nimolim v'nechnasim b'kal. Doi gair b'tzvilo, k'ger chosho l'hach shazar avolohu. Frank the preacher, what are you saying? Let's assume he's a goy. Akla, what was his role? The Vlad is kosher. The priest is kosher. The same kosher against the Rambam as the kosher against the Tur. Quoted from the Rabbeinu Tam. Sach pilei ploim. Nafkamina. Nafkamina says the priest for a kohen. Like the Mishnah Lamelech Sepsha in the Rambam. The Magia is a Magia here in the priest. He suggests, well, can you be a dayan lechalitza? Even though you need Ovid Imo B'Yisrael. That's a little bit shver. On the bottom he has a kash on the back. Gideon Marshaw on the Taz over here asks the kash, no. That even by Ovid Ger Ma'aliyah Apostle the Chalitza. Look at Ebenezer Simmons Kufsam of Tess. Not only do you have to be a full Jew, your father has to be a full Jew. So this terrace is not going to work. Kash on the Magia, on the Prisha. I'm not sure what the Magia is. But he's slugged up by the Gideon Marshaw on the side of the Taz. Then the priest goes up to his father, Gavaldiga Teretz. I have a Teretz. What's the Teretz? Listen carefully. Nafkamina for Pidyon Aben. Kohenes Muberes Meakum Chayav Aben Liftos Es Atzmo. Fishin Eschala Mikuna Mibias Akum. That's what he means over here. Nechnasim the call. That's what it means. Bonav Nimolim. V'nechnasim b'kol. What does that mean? Shehu chashed k'mo shar ger gomor. Shebonav nechnasim b'kol. V'nechshavim l'Yisrael gomorim. So too, he's a ger gomor. Etc. Shemnasa kohenes v'nolad lo mimena ben b'chor. She'ein b'noah b'chor tzorach pidyon. But if you consider a goy, the child would require pidyon. Very, very nice teretz. That's what it means. That's what the Torah is talking about. And the Rambam is talking about that. That's a psul. It's a little strange to assume that's what he's talking about. So the lush of the Rambam doesn't sound that way. Ain't an ever lifsul as a bonim, right? And the Rambam is talking about the case of Nasli Israelis or to Gioris. Not talking about Nari to Kohenis. Doesn't make any sense, this terrorist. Not for the Ram, even for the Torah, doesn't make it. The Torah's Lashon is, what's the Torah's Lashon? Lahach Shezara. Doesn't sound right. So the answer has to be what the Taz says. But I'm still missing a piece, and I need you to help me out with this piece. I told you that the Taz talks about this. Here at the beginning of Siman Reish Samaches, Sivkot and Aleph. Taz writes like this. Torah quotes Rabbeinu Tam, etc. The question is obvious. Man of Kamina, it all depends upon the mother. V'nira de komash malon, de nichnas de kedushas hakol. Le'inyin, catch this now, listen very carefully. Shelo yikru'u bar aramoy. Kil de isa beperek acholetz, hu dava korale bar aramoy. Chen mevua behedya berivsham, shekosev de bidiyevet lo pastinalei, Mashma le'inyan kriyas shem bar amoy. That's what it means. Take a look on the riff and see that the Taz is right. Open up. Remember, the Rambam is always taken from the riff. Open up the riff, you'll see it. He's right, I just don't understand what it means. But you have to explain it to me. Here it is, Rabbi Osai. Here it is. On that Mem Gimel. What does it say? At the top of the page, Akum Abba Abbas Yisrael Avlad Kosher. Good. Hahu Dava Korole Bar Amaisa. Omer Ravasi Milo Tovel and Idusa. Right? So what does he say? Suga de Shmaita Achinu. Ah, it says Gerzer of Shlosha. Aho Arichas Dvarim. Okay. So if you are considered to be Jewish, even but what, with respect to what you're Jewish, then we can't call you a Bar Amoy. Rabbi Sai, it's true, Bar Amoy is not the most honorific title. So what? Why is that called a psul? Right? Mori bar Rachel was a bar amoy, as far as a goy. Why is that called a psul? What psul is that? Yes.
I think, but the Gemara we saw that Rav wouldn't allow that guy to marry his family.
So you mean it's a psul, and why you connect, so it'll be a psul. It's a psul. Like, you know, like his mother wears sneakers, and somebody says it's a psul, Rachman al Islam. Well, they don't have a white tablecloth on Shabbos, Rachman al Islam. That's Azamin psul, you mean? Well,
Rav said he wouldn't do it.
All right, I mean, Rav didn't have sneakers and non-white tablecloths in his day. But
what's the right from the Rif? I don't understand what.
Because the Rif quotes this idea. This is
the more cautious they meant he really was a guy. I mean, Yeshua is saying he's not a guy. Rabbi is saying he's not a guy.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But the context over here, the context of is a context of Ba'ar Amoy. Does the Rif quote the Gemara about his credibility? That's where it starts. That's what Rambam is talking about. The Rambam is talking about the case of what the person believed to say this, the apostle himself, not the apostle, his children. Does the Rif quote that? I'm looking quickly. I don't see it, but this is sort of an outgrowth of that. So it's an outgrowth of that. So that's why he's saying. Where is it?
Memhei.
Where is it?
Top.
Neman at the lifsol as atzmacha, v'inat the neman lifsol as banecha. Right. See, here he doesn't give the idea of the word bar amoy, but since on the previous daf he used the word bar amoy, that's the psul. Again, I don't understand what the psul is. It's the psul for shaduchim, but. Rambam stuff means that, so therefore I'm really sort of at a loss. I have so many terutzim, I trade them all in for one terutz which would convince me. But the taz is the pashup shot, but what's the answer to the psul? My last point for today, Rabosai, is another Rambam, which I asked you to see on the Maram Akomis. I didn't ask you to see the Rambam. I asked you to see the Beis Shmuel who quotes the Rambam. It's in Hilchos Yisurei Biya, but unfortunately it's missing from the Ein Mishpat Amalek. I have the one before, I have the one after. It seems it keeps happening to us. Perek Yud Tes Halacha Yud Beis in Hilchos Yisurei Biya writes as follows. You should have seen that you saw the Beis Shmuel. Listen to this. Ger married a Gioris. This child is straight from Ger and Gioris, up the line. Not a single born Jew in the lineage. Asur lekoyim. V'yimnise slo teitze. Hoel v'horosa v'leidosa b'kedusha. As opposed to a Ger who married a Bas Yisrael from birth, or Yisrael from birth married a Gioris, then the child is kosher to kuhuna l'chatchil. Okay? Those last four words are very, very special. Hol v'horosa v'leidosa v'kedusha. Why is it so important? I'm going to open up a Shulchan Aruch here that I asked you to see in Siman Zayin. It's the last Maramakam. I don't know if you saw it yet. We'll see it now. Siman Zayin. The very end of Siman Zayin. Sif Chaf Aleph. Quotes the Rambam. Ger shenasa giyos v'yolda basa tinasa d'chadchil l'koyim afilu basbita kamadaris afalpi sharos ledosa b'kedusha. Because all straight through with not a single born Jew. Femnis is l'koyim lo teitze. Okay. What will happen in the following case? Listen to this case. Not found beferish in the Shulchan Aruch on the Rambam. A Jewish man lives with a non-Jewish woman and she converts while pregnant. May that girl marry a kohen. I had the case, my mamish and my family. One of my cousins, a kohen, was going out with a girl. Turned out that a wonderful girl, her mother converted while pregnant with her. says the Chelkas Machoke, according to the Rambam, Ha'horosa shalom b'kdusha v'edosa b'kdusha, posa hiroin asdinam, v'asura l'kuhuna. Passing that this girl couldn't marry my cousin, who's a kohen, they had to break it up. Beis Yosef says it's true. Where did he get it from? Could be passing the halacha l'maisa that a giores who converts less than 3 years old is psula l'kuhuna. Says the Chelkas Machoke, hello, duck. Ain't the raya l'lidosa b'kdusha. How can the Beis Yosef prove from the case in which, what? In which she converted after being born non-Jewish to a case in which the conversion took place while she was still in utero? So the Beis Shmuel quotes this question and gives the following answer. The Beis Shmuel says pshat in the Beis Yosef. Where did he get it from? Although they're different, it's ho b'ho talia. Take a look at Rabosai in the Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, Ayin Chesem and Aleph. The Machlokas HaTanoim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, and you can take a look, it's quoted in part of the end Masechta Yevamos, on Samach Amid Beis. Please turn quickly. Samach Amid Beis. Only part of it is quoted over here. On Samach Amid Beis. What's the opinion of Tanya Shimon Yochai Omer about 12-15 lines down? Gioris Pchus Mibat Shtol Shonim V'yomechad K'sheu L'Kuhuna. We don't pass in that way. We passed and she's psula l'kuhun. What are the Tanoim fighting about? So the Gemara has a Masech B'Kiddushin that Ayin Ches Amin Aleph, who fights against Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? It's hard to fight with him, right? It's one of the, Rabbi Yossi is contemporary. It's time Rabbi Shimon and Shas is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So he had many machlokes with many Tanoim, with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, many Tanoim argue with him. So the Gemara has over here Masech B'Kiddushin Ayin Chesem and Aleph as follows. The following pasuk is quoted. A pasuk again in Sefer Yecheskel. Mem Dalet. Almano ugrushal yikchol lem lenoshim ki besulos mizera beis Yisrael. What does that mean? Besulos mizera beis Yisrael. What do the words mean? Rabbi Yossi says, Misha nizru be Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Mishanizu Bisulah of Yisrael. The Bisulim come in when you're 3 years old. You convert before that, you're kosher. What does Rabbi Yossi say? Mishanizu Bisrael. Shateho Rasa Bikdusha. The conception was Bikdusha. So in Halacha, Rabbi Yossi, there's no difference. Based on this Gemara and Nafayin Ches Kedushim, there's only two boundaries. Either conception or 3 years old. We don't draw the distinction between someone who was born and converted before the age of three, and someone who was converted in utero. Although there's a logical distinction, that's the Chelkas Machlokes question, the Beis Shmuel says, based upon the text, it's Haba Atalia. The two go together. Okay. We don't pass the Rosh Hashanah, we have to pass it. Sad case, we have to break up this relationship. Says the Beis Shmuel, V'yemiyesh tzad echad Yisrael, Nira de Be'inan Gamma Rosal Bikdusha. Not just a case in which you have what's Tzadechad B'Yisrael? What does that mean? What do the words mean? At the Rambam's case was a Ger Vigioris. The same thing is true. What do you expect of a Yisrael Vigioris? Right? Some say, Rabbi Osai, in this kind of a case, of a Yisrael v'Gioris, it's even Teitzeh. Rama passes over here, Shulchan passes low Teitzeh. There we should say it's Teitzeh. You know why? Because the Yisrael doesn't exist. Because the Yisrael lived with a Goyish woman, and halachically is no connection with his child. No connection with his child. The case of the Tzad of the Ein Yisrael, then low Teitzeh, even if the father was not Nisgayer. What's that all about? That's Pashat. A simple Levin Rebbe said the Beis Shmuel is referring only to a case
where the father is Jewish and the mother converted in while the child was in utero. In that kind of a case, why must he say he's not the father? We all know why. Teitzei lo nizra b'Yisrael. We just saw a funny impression from this Beis Shmuel. It's what we call a luyu tsuyer. I don't usually talk this language. It's luyu tsuyer. Luyu tsuyer. The father, the Jewish father who impregnated a non-Jewish woman. Luyu tsuyer. He'd be the halachic father. It would be considered Zeri Yisrael mitzad av, and he could marry a kohen. It's a strange concept. Luyu tsuyer. But halacha lemaisa, since the bottom line is he's not considered an av, therefore the halacha lemaisa, in that kind of a case which we had, the din would be that she may not marry a kohen. Adkan. Rabosai, we have completed now the sugya of Geirus. This is also a Geirus related sugya. And now we're going to start tomorrow Mishnah with Numar Makomas. Hope to be on time to go to Numar Makomas. If for some reason I'm delayed a few minutes, please start Chav Dalim at Beis. That's what we started. That was the day after Sukkot we started Chav Dalim at Beis with the first half of the Mishnah. And I told you the second half of the Mishnah we're not going into right now. You have to wait till we finish Geirus. Well, we just finished Geirus. The second half of the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah, and the Gemara which begins Rabosai when this is quoted in the middle, and this is Alashus Ish. And the sugya ends with the Mishnah on Chaf Hamanav. One Amud Gemara. But also, we finish one Amud Gemara, we start Chazara. One Amud, that's all. One Amud left. As we shall see, it'll take more than a day. Okay, so, you want to have a Mincha? Who wants to have a Mincha now? Everybody.